People across the South are digging out from a surprise. Forecasters knew there would be snow, but missed their calculations on where and how much, which is how Principal Ken Jarnigan ended up sheltering about 800 students for the night at Spain Park High School in Hoover, Alabama.
We decided to put all the males in the gyms, so we asked the coaches to roll out wrestling mats, and we've spread the girls all throughout the academic wing,
where there's some carpets in the classrooms. Now, some stranded drivers would have been happy with a gym mat or a carpet because they were sleeping in their cars. And NPR's own Russell Lewis spent the night at the offices of WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. He's on the line. Russell, did you get any sleep?
About 90 minutes.
Okay, all right. So you're wide awake and ready to go. And you can help us understand something here, because I get it. It's the South. It doesn't snow that often. People are not going to be equipped like they are in other parts of the country, but it does snow sometimes. So how did it catch people so off guard?
Well, yeah, I mean, it snows in Birmingham about once or twice a year. It's really not that unusual, but you know, here's what meteorologists are saying. And they basically said, look, we made a huge forecasting error. There was supposed to be just a dusting of snow, and what turned out was about 2 inches of snow, and certainly not the ice. It caught everybody off guard. The streets weren't treated. The storm was really only supposed to affect people down at the coast. In fact, the state pre-positioned trucks down there ended up that businesses closed, schools released early, roads jammed, and it was just total ice gridlock for hours.
And what you're saying makes it clear. I mean, pre-positioning trucks in the wrong place, so they didn't have even what equipment was available in Alabama. What happened next?
Well, the problem's really that, I mean, they just cascaded. The interstates turned into skating rinks. People got out of their cars. They just started walking. The temperature was in the teens. It was quite cold, and it was windy, and people trudged through the ice and the snow for miles to get home. There were accidents everywhere. At one point yesterday, there were 140 simultaneous crashes. The cars just had nowhere to go. And literally for hours, cars just sat and idled wherever they were. We caught up with a few motorists who pulled off the interstate to gas up. Lainey Goodwin was one of them. She had driven about a mile in 7 hours.
You never know what the weather's going to do, and you need to be more prepared. I'll be more prepared for something like this.
We talked to Grace Chandler, another motorist. She had actually planned to camp out at that gas station last night because she had spent so long driving and really was just tired that she just hadn't gotten very far.
I've never been stranded away from home all night. This is my first. And being alone, it's kind of scary for me.
Yeah, and Steve, within hours of the storm hitting yesterday, this Facebook help group popped up. Motorists were on it and saying, I'm stuck at exit 244. Does anyone have gas? Another person said he was a diabetic and was running out of insulin. Can anybody help? And strangers just sort of offered up to motorists a place to spend the night and to help pull motorists out of ditches. Thousands joined the Birmingham page to pitch in. Over in Atlanta, there were tens of thousands that did the same for a similar Facebook page there.
And you're giving us a sense there, Russell, of the range of situations people were in, ranging from the comical to the truly dangerous or life-threatening. What's the biggest concern now as the light returns in Alabama?
Well, it's not expected to get above freezing here today, which means, you know, look, it's going to be another difficult day of driving. There are still many abandoned cars and trucks that are all over the place. Crews sent out buses this morning, and they were following the sand trucks on the interstate, and the buses were actually following these trucks, and they were stopping to pick up drivers who had spent the night on the interstates or wherever, and then they were taking them to shelters. And of course, we should point out that this storm isn't done. It's been snowing in the Carolinas and Virginia and points further north, and it's just a mess.
Okay, that's NPR's Russell Lewis in Birmingham, Alabama, where he spent the night at a radio station. Russell, hope you get some sleep.